and good morning. I want to welcome everybody to our GMX International Nationwide Conference call. The purpose of today's call is to showcase our product for what it can do both for treating hard water and for increasing the efficiency of fuels like gasoline and diesel. To help us with this morning, I do have two guest speakers who have been using GMX for a number of years. They're both professionals in their fields. Tim Osborne is a professional plumber and lives in Colorado, and Bob Cooper also lives in Colorado, and he's a professional mechanic. And so both these gentlemen have been using GMX for a number of years and also recommending it to their customers, and they'll be our guest speakers. But before I introduce them and turn it over to them, let me introduce our product and our company to you. GMX is a magnetic fluid conditioning equipment. For water, we use this equipment on pipelines. We attach it to the pipeline, and it helps control the hard water problems. In homes, for example, GMX gives all the same benefits of softened water, but without any of the hassles or any of the negative side effects that a person gets when they use a saltwater softener. And these benefits include everything from shampoo working better, hair feeling better, you get less spotting on the surfaces of your sinks and shower walls and faucets, so all of those fixtures are much easier to keep clean. The other benefit is that we make the soaps and detergents work much more efficiently, so you're able to save half on your laundry detergent and dish detergent and these types of things. The other huge benefit, of course, is that it helps control and even removes the existing, what we call scale, that hard, crusty mineral deposit that builds up on the surfaces of faucets and aerators and shower heads. The same crusty deposit builds up on the inside of pipes and water heaters and causes them to lose their efficiency and then quit working and reduces their life expectancy. All of these problems we solve with GMX. Not only does it help to prevent the scale buildup, but it also helps to remove that. We also use GMX in commercial and industrial buildings, things such as schools, restaurants, apartments, office buildings, motels, hotels. It's great for swimming pools and hot tubs, for boilers, for heat exchangers, and we could go on and on. Anything that uses water and it's hard water, we have a tremendous benefit in that application for controlling those hard water problems. But GMX also has a benefit for other fluids other than just water, and fuels is the other big obvious one, of course, and so we can use GMX to treat gasoline, diesel, propane, what we call low-density fuel oil that's used in some boilers and some furnaces and this sort of thing. And GMX used on a fuel line to treat the fuel will burn more completely, and with that more complete burn, we get more power and less emissions. And so we have a tremendous benefit for helping people in that realm also. My name is Larry Brown. I'm an independent business person who markets GMX, and I also serve the company as an international marketing director. We put GMX in our home back in 1993, and within 2 days, my wife Ruthie was noticing that her shampoo was working better, her hair was feeling better, and her cleaning was becoming much easier, again, on the sinks and tub and that sort of thing. It was about a week before I really noticed anything for myself, and that was I noticed that the water was getting hotter as the GMX-treated water started descaling and cleaning off the water heater elements. We have an electric water heater, and the very interesting thing is this is over 12 years later, and I still have not only the same water heater, but I have the same electric heating elements. And I think anybody listening on that's either owned or done anything with electric water heater realizes that that's highly unusual to be able to have the same heater and the same elements and working efficiently for anywhere close to that many years. So for us, it's been a tremendous benefit to our home. Within about a week of putting GMX on our home, my wife Ruthie added GMX, got involved in the GMX business and added GMX as a product line to her already existing landscaping business. And a year after that, after Ruthie had over 20 happy customers, I decided to resign my career track job as a research associate and as a researcher and a adult education type of career with Colorado State University. I've been with them for 10 years already, and I resigned that to make GMX our full-time business and my new career. And it's just that good and that important that I made that move. GMX, as a company, GMX Corporation is a manufacturer, and it's owned by Sharon Costanzo, who's on the line with us here today. We'll hear from her. The company is located in Chino, California, and GMX manufactures an all-American-made product, to distributors like us throughout the nation, and then also exports it to countries like India, China, Australia, Canada, Mexico, and there are several others, but we're also exporting to those countries. Since 1992, when they began manufacturing, GMX has just been, I would have to say, exemplary in the quality of the product and the consistency of the quality of the product that they put out for us, and also in their ability to get it to us in a timely fashion, and they're just a great company to be associated with. And so that's a little bit about our product and our company. And now to, again, to help kind of showcase what some of the things this product can do and how it can benefit people, I want to introduce Tim Osborne up around the part of Colorado, around Vail and Aspen and that area. And Tim is a professional plumber. And Tim, welcome, and thank you for your help on the call this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Larry.
So, Tim, when about how long have you known about and been involved with GMX?
Well, you know, I looked through the paperwork this morning, and this would be my 12th anniversary. It was February of 94 when I got involved and was introduced.
Great. And that was when you were back in Pennsylvania, is that correct?
No, actually in Grand Junction, Colorado, just
okay,
a little further west.
Okay, okay. So
Pennsylvania came in the midst of all that.
Okay, all right. Well, Why don't you tell us a few of the stories of your own use of the product and the benefits you've seen, and then also with what you've done with your customers on the from the standpoint of the water treatment with GMX.
Sure. Well, I've been practicing for a little over 30 years. My father was the man who had the patience to teach me this trade of plumbing and heating. And at the time we were introduced, we obviously had run across many hard water conditions, products failing prematurely, the crusting, the deterioration of quality fixtures due to hard water conditions,
mm-hmm.
Especially in areas of water heaters. At the time, I was also involved in commercial applications through the local grocery store, where we had cooling towers that demanded a lot of maintenance and keeping the calcification off the coils for BTU transfers. So just a number of applications that began applying. Basically, it's the simplicity of what is in the pamphlet. It really just tells it all. It really does do just exactly what the pamphlet shows. I've had opportunity to go back 4 years later on old galvanized piping systems that were 90% clogged and to take those apart 4 years later and find them clean, just like the picture shows.
Okay.
Now,
were those in more in residential or commercial applications or both?
That particular galvanized system was a residential situation.
Okay.
We had a cooling tower up in Silverthorne that was a constant maintenance situation. They tried chemicals, and it always boiled down to just physically getting in and high-pressure washing and scraping and even with chemicals. Once we got the power down and the amount of magnetics we needed to apply, the results were quite obvious, which, you know, we find those things that you can see, like cooling towers, swamp coolers, those areas that are more visual, more so than even water tanks. I have the opportunity to take those things apart and I can see it, whereas the homeowner probably doesn't go there, doesn't really know what's going on in real life until they start hearing cracking and popping and realize that there is calcification in the bottom of their tank, whether it's a natural gas application or electric. So I've had opportunity to tear these things apart years later and find the value of the simplicity of magnetics. And probably in the beginning, Larry, was getting enough strength. I think we were all learning in those earlier years. how to apply, where to apply, downstream of a pump versus, downstream of the hot water tank.
Right.
So as I've grown or experimented or used GMX, once you get the sweet spot, once you get the understanding of what goes on and the principles of what magnetics do to fluids, I've seen results in many areas. Probably the most recent was kind of fun. It kind of reminded me of the Elvis video. Here in Vail, I had a service call to go fix a drippy faucet. And upon turning the water off, I found that GMX had been installed 10 years ago. And the results were we had a 35-year-old home approximately with Kohler chrome fixtures. The porcelain of that age was, the blues and the yellows, and it was a fun house. It was fun to see that I was able to turn off the angle stops underneath the sink, and they actually worked, and they didn't, they turned easily. They weren't corroded shut. Then to take the faucet apart and find no corrosion inside, and all I had to do was change the rubber gasket that had become hardened from years of use. And even to the simplicity of a Delta faucet, it amazed me. It was quite so similar to what I'd seen in the Elvis video, only the next generation. It was GMX that had been installed by others 10 years ago.
So just to clarify and make sure that I'm understanding what you're saying correctly is that this is a service call you went on. It's a 35-year-old home, and when you got there, you discovered it had GMX on it and had for 10 years. And you go on similar service calls all the time, and what you found in this home compared to the others was that the valves under the sink actually, to turn the water off, actually worked, where typically they don't. And when you took the faucet apart, there was none of the scale buildup in there like you typically find in the other homes in that area.
Yeah, it was like day and night. It was obvious that there was a huge change. There's a home, similar homes in the same area have far different results. In fact, usually we're replacing fixtures because of the calcification and the corrosion and the failure of quality fixtures. So yeah, it was quite obvious.
All you had to do was change the washer in the faucet. You didn't have to change the faucet out.
Right. Yeah. Great. The seats were still in good shape. That's all that was required was a 25-cent washer. And I don't think the homeowner even, realized until I had shared with them and compared from neighboring homes the value of what he had there. So.
Right, right. Well, these are the things that we see and hear every day and never get tired of it. I know that you also have a good experience with the fuel application. Do you have something else on the water that you want to share before moving to that?
Also in Pennsylvania, you'd mentioned we had a well water system that was on a church building that was challenged with pinhole leaks throughout the system. And it was obviously usually in the walls and causing damage. And so we applied GMX to the downstream of the pump on the well system. And since then, it was a pretty regular service call for us. I was back there for a little over a year. And I have communication with the gentleman that continues that maintenance. And he's been keeping me informed as to the record or progress of that. And I think since then, this has been 4 years ago, we've only had two other instances of deterioration of the copper lines since then. So it was a dramatic change. I mean, this is almost a weekly or monthly situation. We had to replace a lot of you'd open up a section of the wall and replace what you could and without disturbing any more than you had to. So So I really felt that that was a great step, huge step forward. I've also been experimenting or using GMX in oxygen barrier issues on boilers where we have deterioration, where the tubing allows oxygen into the fluids that deteriorates the cast iron and steel. And getting positive results against a couple of years track records and seeing that the pumps and whatnot are lasting longer than ever before. So it's
so
the way
If we were to summarize that into kind of lay terms in a little bit more of a general sense, basically on those two, the church application where it had the pinhole leaks and the boiler application, basically by having GMX on there and helping to control the minerals and the scaling, but also reducing some of the other corrosive things that were happening in those systems.
Inside the system, yeah.
Inside the system, right, okay.
Yeah, the stuff that you can't see until you have to tear it apart. And so, yeah, I just give people options. You know, I come to their home and say, ask, you know, what can I do? You know, we want to prolong the life of our equipment. We spend a lot of money on our homes, and especially in Vail country, we have a wide variety of high-end fixtures that it's quite easy for me to just, you know, give them their options and say, well, this, I'm seeing good positive results with this. We can prolong the life of your equipment utilizing magnetics. And it's very nice what you've got set up there, Sharon. I thank you for the website, because I've just referred people to the website. I said, do your own research. And I've had numerous callbacks and sales just by going to the website.
That's wonderful.
Great.
That's
wealth of information there for us.
Yes, we're constantly updating it. As a matter of fact, this last week we put on some pictures of someone that had used GMX water that had been conditioned with GMX versus non, and it was over a period of 3 or 4 years and the difference between two trees that were planted, and so people can see that. And there was also, we just put on there a very documented study by an agricultural university that had used GMX on their testing, and it's very, very positive. And that's one of the things that we encourage people to do, is to send people that are interested in GMX to our corporate website there for a tool for information for you. And then by following up with them, it has generated a lot of sales for people.
And I thank you for that. Yeah, I'm a firm believer. If it's good for my pipes, firmly believe it's good for my body as well. So I drink magnetically treated water, and because I can see the results in plumbing. And our bodies are a lot the same, and there's a lot of good information out there, agricultural-wise, and obviously we don't make any health claims, but just knowing what I know from plumbing aspect, you know, it's probably pretty good for my bod, too.
That's probably right. There's one of the things that Alex Newman, I'm not sure if he's on, one of our distributors in Albuquerque, and what he says is what's great about this is that there's no negative side effects. So there's probably some positive benefits, but at the very least, there's no negative side effects like there are with so many other things out there.
Right.
So, well, Tim, what's your story on the fuel, and then we'll let you...
Just quickly threw on, I found a sweet spot. I got lucky underneath on a GMC 2003 model van, there was a section at the fuel tank downstream before I went to stainless pipe, a rubber hose, and I applied two units there and received an immediate 11% increase in my fuel economy.
And that's on a large, like a plumbing work van.
Yes, a 110 GMC van.
11% increase.
7%.
Okay. And on your own vehicle, you said you had some good results as well.
Yeah, I've got a little Chevy Tracker that I'm getting around 35 miles to the gallon. You know, I didn't even do a prior to. I just have been around these long enough. I know what they do. And in the long term, also I realize it's keeping the carburation system clean and prolonging the life of my engine as well. So those are things that go perhaps unseen or unnoticed until later. But
well, Tim, yeah, we certainly appreciate you promoting the GMX to your customers and being a part of our company, and thanks for your help on the conference call this morning. I know that you've got a meeting that you have to get to. If you need to go ahead. If you can stick around as we finish the call and possibly take some questions, that would be great too. Whatever you need to do is fine with us at this point. And again, thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And yes, I should go. I'd like to stay with you. But you've got my number. If there's any questions, give me a call.
All right.
Thanks
again.
Thank you very much.
And now I'll introduce Bob Cooper, a professional mechanic and been in the business of mechanicking for quite a few years. Bob, how long have you been in a mechanic?
Hi, Bob Cooper. I've been mechanicking for probably 30 years. Had my own shop for the last 10. And my experience with the GMX started probably 13 years ago, possibly. I was introduced by Dwayne Tucker, and I put him on a house that we had just moved into on the electric water heater, and then we had a John Deere tractor in the mid-60s, and I put one of the fuel conditioners on it. It was kind of hard starting, seemed to smoke, and the actual flapper on the stack of the tractor had a quarter inch or better of soot that was unburned diesel fuel built up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And after I put this magnet on, and you know, I did my little chores with it, and it didn't run a lot, but it would be on and off, and then in the summer I did more, and plowing in the winter, and I'd say within 6 months, I noticed that that film was gone. I mean, it was just gone, and it never built back up. And I also had one of the injectors in this little tractor. It wasn't very good, so it would put a lot of extra fuel in, and it helped clean that up and cause it to run quite a bit better most of the time. And I'd have moments where it would load up a little, but then it'd straighten out. And it was just a response that came pretty quick when I first put the fuel magnet on, and the diesel especially, I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was one of those things you hear about it, and you go, right. So then I did it, and I said, right, you know, it worked. And then on the water heater, it was pre-existing for probably 20 years, and so I put the magnets on. I was hearing a lot of popping and cracking in there, and it helped, and I'd say within a year, my element went out on the lower element. So I pulled that out, and when I had that out, I could see into the water heater, and the interior had been cleaned up, and all the stuff that I saw in there were little thin chips that had been around the coil, like the stuff building up all the minerals, and then as it heated, they would pop off, and they had filled up the bottom of it. So I had to clean that out, and it just was amazing to see all that stuff coming out and not being attached to the heating element, allowing
right.
it to be more efficient.
Right.
And another little story is I have a friend that likes to boat and ski, and we're up here at 6,500 feet, so when you're in altitude, especially in water, you lose quite a bit of power. And I told him about these magnets, and of course I got the response right. So, but he managed to get one in his hand and try it, and I tried to get it back from him, and he wouldn't give it back because he said that it was helping pull the skiers out. He could just tell the instant power, he said, at the altitude. And since he's even sold the boat, but kept the magnet for his new boat. So it was interesting, you know. And then another little tidbit that I happened to run into was I got married in the last year, and my wife had this dog and had a porcelain water bowl for the dog. So I'm looking at this bowl, and it's got just the whole side is totally crusted, and it's very hard. Put my nail on it, can't move the crusting at all. So after we get the magnets on the townhome, I'd say within a few months, I look at the dog bowl that I'm filling pretty much daily, and there's a ring around where all the crusting has actually been knocked off just by his lapping the water and a little bit of action in there. And I keep that without cleaning it just as a demonstration unit to my neighbors that come by. And I can take and scrape it with my fingernail, and the stuff will just come right off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how it has this little ring where the action happens. And it's one of those things you see and you just can't believe.
It's another one of those amazing things where this
right.
water treated this way actually has the ability to redissolve and soften up and descale an existing crusty buildup.
And the water's just sitting in the bowl. It's not even, you know, activated currently, you wouldn't think, but
right.
it manages to keep that going. I think that's probably about all of my little stories. And other than I do run fuel magnets on my own vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And my plugs come out really clean. I get long service out of the spark plugs and things. So
mm-hmm.
I see an advantage to it for sure.
Great. And I sure appreciate, Bob. I just did a emissions test last week on my vehicle. I'll have to send it to you and get your impression on that. But it's a vehicle that's got a lot of miles and a lot of miles on the current plugs. And
uh-huh.
I don't have the before and after test, but I came out at only one-tenth of the the limit that would be allowed for hydrocarbons and carbon monoxide. I'm at one-tenth of what I would be allowed. And that's on a vehicle with 347,000 miles and 80,000 miles on the current plugs.
Amazing.
So, Sharon, do we have time? Do you have something you'd like to announce, or do we have time to open up for questions?
Gosh, Larry, why don't we just open up for questions at the moment?
Okay. If you'll do the star 5 to toggle everybody back on.
Okay.
And any questions or even comments or ideas would be welcome.
Yeah, this is Brett Hawes out of Utah, and I had a question for Bob, mechanic.
Yes.
I was wondering if you had any prior experiences with installations on semis.
Could you repeat that? Installation on
semi-trucks.
No, I actually haven't myself. But I've talked to a couple of drivers that have gotten them from somebody else, and it's the same thing. Their emissions just go down, you know, and they get a better burn out of the diesel. Seems to smooth them out, and it's amazing. It seems to be, to me, what my experience is, that it's more effective, quicker that you see on a diesel. Especially an older one that is not as efficient, where they're smoking a little more, and that just helps that. And it's kind of a visual thing. You can actually see quicker than where with gasoline, it's pretty hard to tell right away.
And Brett, we do have some materials that describe how to outfit a diesel truck with the magnetics, and we can sure get you hooked up with those types of things too.
Can I get those offline?
Some of it's online, and some of it we'll probably still want to send you by regular mail or fax.
Okay.
If you'll remember to contact me or contact corporate, and we can get you set up with that information. And well, Sharon, you might want to mention too. Of course, again, the new DVD for fuel. That's a good addition to our tools as far as understanding and showing customers the fuel application for GMX.
Yes, we have it's about 4 minutes long. It's very informative. It's direct and to the point, and it covers a lot of information on applying GMX for fuel, and it's available through corporate. And I want to mention also that we are available 7 days a week. So if you choose to call the company, someone will answer the phone and either take an order or try to answer any technical questions that you have.
Hey, thank you.
Good question. Do we have another question?
Larry, this is Alan.
Yes, sir.
On that, the fuel pack, is that mostly printed information and the DVDs in addition to that?
Yes.
Yes.
We have printed information in the fuel pack, and then the DVD is available also.
How do you order the DVD? Just
call the office and call our 800 number, and we will send it out the day that you order it.
Thank you.
If you order on the weekend, it won't go out until Monday, but we do have that available. It's very informative.
Other questions? Okay, then. Any announcements, Sharon?
None that I can think of at the moment, Larry, just that we, as I said, we are continually updating our corporate website. If you send people to it, it's amazing what kind of results you'll have. We have a great webmaster, and he is any information or updated information or testimonies, et cetera, it's there for you to use. And, again, send people to that and follow up with them.
Well, I would like to say, first of all, I'd like to say that send us any ideas that you have, requests that you have for information on as far as our conference calls. In other words, if you would like to have us address a certain topic with a conference call, we'll send us that request or that idea. Same time, if you have any personal experiences of your own or through your customers that would be great material and help us to train others and get to showcase our product to others through our conference calls, we'll call us and let us know that you'd be willing to work with us in that way as well. We will be working on putting together a conference call focused on the pool and spa type of applications. That'll be for a little bit later in the spring, maybe either April or May. But at any rate, that's one of the things coming up. Let us know what will be helpful to you, and we will work at getting those kinds of calls put together for you. And in closing, I'd like to say that remembering back when I very first learned about GMX, we had a couple of guest speakers that have been using it and knowing about it for 12 and 13 years, and that kind of fits my time frame too. And I remember having a hard time believing when I first heard about it that it would really work and really be that beneficial. But I also kind of remember thinking, gosh, if it does work, what a valuable and fantastic thing that would be. And as it turns out, I did test it out for myself to prove it to myself and then through many, many customers. And it just works so well and so consistently. And so if you're listening on with our message today, and if you're considering using GMX for the first time for yourself, or if you're listening on and thinking about getting involved with us in the business aspect, that's the first step. Get your firsthand experience with it. As you see it perform, then you'll start understanding and knowing what a tremendous benefit that we have to offer to the public, and both on the water and the fuel side of things. And then I remember my first thought as I studied the business and wondering if we wanted to get involved in the business aspect. And the one thing I remember really seeing for myself or thinking to myself as I looked at the business opportunity was that, gosh, this looks like an opportunity that would really reward very well any person who successfully moved the product, sold the product, helped build the business. And I remember thinking to myself, if I could be one of those people or would be one of those people, that I could be rewarded very handsomely. And after 12 years full-time experience in that, that's exactly what GMX proves to be as far as a business opportunity. For anybody that wants to get involved and will successfully move the product with us and help build the business, it can be just a tremendous business opportunity. And so, again, I welcome anybody to contact us again to look further into that. And with that, I thank you very much for spending part of your Saturday morning with us. And we look forward to great things as we grow through 2006.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.